Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Coman, Head of Emerging Markets Research EMEA. It's Friday, 10th June 2022. And in this week's podcast, Essan talks about the implications of a strong US dollar for emerging markets. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, there has been plenty of airtime given to the inflation and interest rates in global markets, but we have been discussing how a strong US dollar is just as prevalent. Can you offer our listeners your perspectives on the impact of a strong dollar on emerging markets?
Thank you, Una. So yes, so big picture, between January of last year to May of this year, the US dollar has risen 13%, which has marked a period of significant apprehension for the emerging market complex, particularly that we are experiencing the rare combination of a strong US dollar and high commodity prices. Now, whilst investors have focused on the negative reverberations of rising US rates on emerging markets, a strong dollar heralds additional pressures for the EM complex. So, Una, our examination leads us to draw three core transmission channels in which a strong dollar, a constituent or consequent of tight US monetary conditions, is impacting emerging markets. First, a strong US dollar propagates a negative trade shock due to dominant currency pricing. Second, a strong US dollar weakens EM creditworthiness as US dollar liabilities become more costly to service. And third, a strengthening US dollar places a more damaging effect on inflation expectations. Now, each of these has a host of dynamic forces at play. So let me just take each of these in turn. First, on trade. So at a rudimentary level, the impact of a strong dollar on trade is understood through the dominant currency pricing, commonly abbreviated to the DCP framework, popularized by the IMF's first deputy managing director, Gita Gobind. So in the DCP setting, exports are assumed to be invoiced in a global dominant currency, usually dollars or euros. That is not necessarily the domestic currency of either the exporter or the importer. Now, with prices gaining assumed sticky in the short term, a domestic currency appreciation hence does not boost export price competitiveness unless the domestic currency is the dominant currency, for instance, in the case of the US. And this is because buyers' purchasing power hasn't actually changed. Also, another important consequence of the DCP is that changes in the dominant currency's value affect everyone's purchasing power and export price competitiveness. Even if in a bilateral trade relation, neither side uses the dominant currency domestically. So a strong dollar will hamper emerging markets' prospects of boosting exports or growth through the effect of dollar strength on the current account, which is more benign. And the second transmission channel by which a strong dollar impacts emerging markets is through the weakening of emerging markets' creditworthiness as dollar liabilities become more costly to service. Now, this transmission mechanism is clear-cut. Any borrower with dollar liabilities will find it more taxing to service known to markets. For example, like the likes of Colombia and South Africa and Malaysia, which have had noticeable increases in the US dollar-denominated debt in recent years. And of these countries, it is likely for us that Colombia, about which investors will express most concern, given that it is among the countries that have the highest US dollar share in total liabilities. Now, importantly, this source of pressure on Colombia's creditworthiness is coming at a time when investors are depending on the outcome of the election, might have reasons to worry about the direction of Colombian creditworthiness in any case. Now, it's also worth making the point that the negative effect of a stronger dollar on EM creditworthiness is likely heightened by the fact that the overall tightening of US monetary conditions is constraining risk appetite towards EM, making borrowing more difficult and more expensive. Indeed, year to date, EM borrowers have issued some $175 billion worth of bonds, in contrast to an average of the same period in 2020 and 2021 of over $310 billion. And since access to capital markets is an important determinant of a country's creditworthiness, it follows that a strong US dollar is affecting EM creditworthiness negatively at precisely the most difficult time for the EM space. Now, Una, the final transmission channel beyond the dominant currency pricing mechanism and creditworthiness is the third channel, which arises from the hampering effect on inflation expectations. Now, of course, are the risks of an increase in the determinants that link EM currency depreciation to a rise in CPI levels. Now, these determinants have been low in the past decade, but there is a risk that they will increase when a country is faced with a currency depreciation at the same time as an acceleration in inflation. So thus, the dollar's strength adds additional source of pressures to inflation in EM at a time when CPI is already hampered by the global commodity and supply chain shocks. And with global markets experiencing the rare nature of both high commodity prices and a strong dollar, as typically a strong dollar puts downward pressure on global commodity prices. And such a combination for us makes it challenging to comprise of a benign view of EM inflation dynamics, given that real rates remain low across most major emerging markets.
And Ehsan, what about the impact of a US dollar peak on emerging market asset performance relative to those in developed markets?
So, you know, from a global markets perspective, previous episodes of a dollar peak have resulted in outperformance of EM equities, currencies, and credits against developed market peers. And turning points around dollar peaks are likely reversals of US recession risks, indicative that performance drivers are growth related. But in general, the return pattern across assets is broadly well aligned with structural dollar betas. Now, emerging markets ex-China equities have posted on average around a 25 to 30% rise in the 6 months following previous dollar peaks. But a key dynamic that is different compared to history is that emerging markets growth bottoms around a dollar peak, a high bar at the current juncture in our view. And emerging markets growth dynamics have historically been similar when measuring from an absolute perspective, that is the real GDP growth rate, or from a growth differential perspective against US growth. And previous bouts of dollar peaks with weakness thereafter have largely coincided with both emerging market growth improving and emerging markets growth outperformance. So to date, given the sequencing of the COVID crisis and the reopening aftershocks, the 2022 developments thus far, in our view, can be characterized as falling emerging market growth forecasts with outperforming growth differentials.
Thank you very much for sharing that insight, Ehsan. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Una. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.